A completely different topic. The Wellington City Council has voted to strengthen the quake-prone Central Library building to the highest level, aiming to reopen it by 2025. It's expected to cost somewhere between $160 million and $180 million. The council had been considering whether to strengthen the building or demolish it and build a new one. The library, designed by the architect Sir Ian Athfield, closed suddenly last March, in March last year, after an engineering report raised concerns about its safety in the event of a big earthquake. With us is urban historian Dr. Ben Schrader. Kia ora, Ben.
Kia ora, Wallace. Kia ora, Sam and Ruth.
Kia ora.
So, look, public opinion was in favour of demolishing the library and building a new one, but the council has decided to strengthen it. Where do you stand?
Oh, look, I think it's a great win for heritage, right in the middle of Wellington's Heritage Week, and I'm really elated. And I think it's also a great win for sustainability. You were just talking about EVs before, and, you know, in terms of the release of carbon and greenhouse gases, the sort of almost 40% of greenhouse gases are dealt with in terms of the building and the maintenance and the demolition of buildings. And so the fact that this one isn't going to be demolished and shipped off to some landfill is a real win both for heritage and for sustainability.
So it's a win for heritage as well. We talked about this before, didn't we, that look, on a personal note, I'm a huge architecture fan, but I don't see it in this particular library. But in terms of Ian Athfield's work, is it a significant design?
It is a really significant design. I mean, I do understand that postmodernism, which is the design of the building, is to some degree in the eye of the beholder. But it's also not just its architecture. It's also the fact that, you know, it's talked about in being the living room of the city. It's been a real focus for the life of the city. It's a place where, you know, something like a million Wellingtonians go. Yeah. During the year, and it's a place where, both in terms of studying, in terms of sociability, in terms of working, I know as somebody who's you know, in town sometimes, and I'm in between meetings, I used to go there and do a bit of work there in between meetings, and a lot of other people do that as well. So it's been a real sense of loss not having it there.
Yeah, I can imagine. And what I will say, it's a fantastic space on the inside. It's just a wonderful space. But Sam, you first, because going back to I've been thinking, we talked about that wonderful new library in Christchurch. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for saving the heritage building, but one of the things I did note in the angst against the rebuild was around the reactivation of Altair Square. So, Ben, I just wonder your thoughts on that. Do you think the rebuild's going to be able to do that as well?
Oh, look, I really think I do. I mean, one of the great things about the proposal is, I guess architects and planners call it these active edges. One of the problems of the building, it's sort of been cut off to the square, or to Naco, and also to Harris Street. And, you know, if you look at some of the new plans, it's about opening up those spaces and encouraging people to go out into the civic space and into Harris Street.
Oh,
and if those are fulfilled, I think it's going to be, you know, a really tremendous asset, you know, even better than it presently is. Mm-hmm. So I'm really hopeful.
Ruth, are you familiar with this building?
I am. Yeah. The beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but it is a beautiful building inside. I just hope that it does keep to the new budget of 179 versus the 200 that was originally budgeted.
Well, that's right.
Kind of felt like
it's going to blow out.
It may have been reduced to meet politically targeted amounts.
All right. People are coming through, Ben's very much for saving it. I'm delighted the WCC has decided to keep the fabulous Athfield Central Library. Look, on a final note then, is there a room in civic heritage? Should we allow ourselves to keep ugly buildings?
Well, I don't see it as an ugly building, so I contest that to begin with.
Good answer, Ben.
It's aesthetically wonderful building, and it actually thrills me when I walk past it. So, but, you know, as I said before, I appreciate that not everybody thinks it's as enthralling as I do. But I honestly think it would grow on people. You know, I always remember, you know, back in the 1980s when I was working in heritage, people saying how awful Art Deco Deco was, and
really?
I couldn't see the fuss about it and that sort of thing. And
wow.
You know, now cities like Hastings and Napier, their whole much of their economy is sort of based on cultural tourism, and so people's ideas about building and buildings and appreciation of them sort of change over time. And I'm pretty sure once this library is remediated in terms of fixing up its seismic issues and modified so it does create those active features, yeah. It will be even more loved than it presently is.
And meanwhile, I'll keep a very open mind, I promise you, Ben. Thank you.
It's the active okay. edges no, that you're missing.
That's
what it is.
I love that phrase.
It's the edges. I think you're right. I love edges. Dr. Ben Trader, urban historian. But look, I can't rave enough about the library that you have, Sam, as an example.
It is amazing. It's a beautiful space.
It's quite something, eh?
Yeah.
You must be very proud of it.
They've done a great job. It really is. Let's hope the rest of them are the same. The rest of the Anchor Project.